This is Bill Lawrence, and you're listening to The World According to Lawrence on WGXC 90.7 FM on your radio dial. Today is October 21st, 2014, and this show is being pre-recorded in the Hudson studio because my good friend and colleague, Deborah Kemica, cannot be here. She's on vacation this week and enjoying herself away from the toils and tribulations of work, trying to get herself a little bit of relaxation. In any case, we also record from the Acre studio and from the Casco studio, and we just want to make sure that you know who I am. I'm Bill Lawrence. I'm a Green County legislator, a Republican on the Green County legislature representing the town of Caro. And, of course, I was a school teacher at one time for 37 years at the Caro-Durham High School, where I taught chemistry and physics to students who are now all grown up and maybe part of today's program. But before she goes on vacation, we're pre-recording the show, as I mentioned. Let me just introduce you to Deb Kemica. Deb Kemica, the director of the Caro Library. Deb?
Good morning. Yeah, I just would like to say that any opinions I express on the show are mine and not the library's and not WGXC. And just to point out that the Catskill Studio, which was located on Main Street previously, is now housed in the Catskill Library.
That's correct. They moved. They did a little bit of a venue change. And our show today, since it's October 21st, we're very close to Halloween, 10 days away. Halloween, I hate Halloween, I'll be honest with you. However, I do want to give it some airplay today because we're going to be talking today about things that scare us. Yeah, I just saw my reflection. I'm sorry. Things that scare me are my reflection in the mirror, number one. I just saw it, and I always have to get back to a normal for a minute. But we're going to give you some introductory music as to what today is all about.
Baby, don't say a word. Mama's going to buy you a mockingbird. And if that mockingbird won't sing, Mama's going to buy you a diamond ring.
Thank you.
Okay, there you have it. You have some of the sound effects that tend to scare people on Halloween. You were not listening to Saturday Morning on WGXC. That is not the preview program Saturday Morning Show. This is The World According to Lawrence, and those were scary sounds. Wolves, monsters, creaky doors, ghosts, all kinds of things that show up on Halloween and tend to make people a little bit edgy and put them on the edge of their seat, at least, anyway. So we're going to be talking today about things that scare people. I did a poll of things that scare us on my Facebook page, and I got quite a few responses from some of my friends on Facebook, and we thought we'd go over them. And Deb, you've got a couple of lists here. What's the number one thing that scares people today?
Apparently, the government outscares people more than anything else. So
yeah, you don't need Halloween for the government to scare you, that's for sure. I mean, if you want to keep track of things that scare people, just take a look at today's newspaper or listen to the radio or TV shows about things that are going on in the world. That can be pretty scary. But what some of the things that people talked about were, do you have the list there, the government in general or just parts of the government?
Well, it seems a lot of your friends don't care for President Obama.
I wonder why. I mean, if they're my friends, that's probably illogical, because this show has sort of been dedicated to getting away from the all Obama all day news 24/7, which we hear about and will hear about for the next 2 years. However, I think what scares them is the fact that the country's a little bit too liberal for their taste. Too many things are being given away. Too many things are being let go. Too many things are being allowed that were never allowed before. We sort of like routine. I think most people like a routine in their lives. And the government today has no routine. They're just sort of playing by the seat of their pants and doing a day-to-day running of the federal government, to my great dismay and, of course, to the dislike of many of my friends as well. But liberalism, Obama, the NSA, the IRS, the fact that the country is in turmoil over ISIS and foreign affairs, it's just a sad, sad case and kind of scary. So with that in mind, we've got a little song to go along with that particular fear, and here it is.
She loves. Yes, she does. Yes, she does. And if somebody really loved me like she does, oh yes, she does. Hey, don't let me down.
Don't let me down.
Okay, that was John Mayer and Keith Urban with Don't Let Me Down, which is what we expect our government not to do to us. Just to give you some of the comments I got from Facebook.
I just want to interrupt for one second. Let's not leave out the incomparable Eric Clapton, who was doing guitar on this particular selection.
All right, sure. We wouldn't want to forget Eric Clapton, all right? But anyways, the Facebook post, I got one from Dave Rapone, he was a former student of mine, said, "What scares me is how fast the world seems to be self-destructing. What will things be like 50 years from now?" That's a good point. And Janine Sabota, a colleague of mine, said, "Obama, open borders, ISIS, Ebola are some of the things that scare her." Of course, a lot of that we have little control over at this point. And Linda Rao, she said, "Obama, war, ISIS and Ebola." So there's a very common theme there as to what scares people in today's world. And I think, again, if you look at the news on TV or the radio or read the newspaper, those things are going to be front and center for quite a while now, especially Ebola, which is going to get a lot worse before it gets better. All right, Deb, what's number two?
Number two is spiders and snakes.
Bats, spiders, and snakes. Mm-hmm. I know my wife.
So the creatures that
the
scare
creatures,
us.
Right.
Number two on your list of fears.
My wife has a very severe fear of spiders. As a matter of fact, one day she thought it was this piece of lint on the rug, and she picked it up. It was a spider, and she's never gotten over that. But bats are pretty good, though, for the environment, and I'm surprised people are scared of them, but I think it's the fact they've heard all these rumors about how they fly into your hair. And then there was, what was the other one? Snakes, right?
Snakes, so yeah, it's a pretty common one. I think there's...
Yeah, snakes goes back to Adam and Eve, right, with the...
Maybe so, yeah.
But snakes, of course, scare a lot of people. Every snake is poisonous, you know that, right? In any case, we got a little song here for bats, spiders, and snakes, and then it is right here.
We are double with the steamboats, ancient goblins, and wallows. Come at the grand light, making a stand. The smell of death is all around. And at night when the cold wind blows, no one cares, nobody knows. I don't want to be buried.
I don't wanna be buried in a bed of sand.
you go. That was the Ramones. I Don't Want to Be Buried in a Pet Cemetery. And, of course, that's for people who are scared of spiders, bats, snakes, and so on. Just some of the comments we got on my Facebook page. We got one from Robert Fritz. He says that bats scare him because he was attacked by one in 1987. And, as you know, bats can get rabies and they can get kind of nasty. And he said he did nothing to provoke this bat either. But he thinks it may have been because he was listening to some music on his headphones. No doubt he was listening to Meatloaf and A Bat Out of Hell, okay? But we also have Chris Dittmar. She says that she hates spiders. And the spiders, of course, is a big fear of many, many people. And I think that's pretty much it. You got any scary... What are you scared of, Deb?
Never getting Blondie songs out of my head.
Oh, man, that's not a fear of mine. That's what I live for, Blondie. Okay.
But I do want to mention Pet Cemetery. You know, that is if you like to be scared and you want to be scared, the book by Stephen King, Pet Cemetery, is actually slightly terrifying.
Yeah, oh, yeah, Pet Cemetery, it was a good little movie and a good story, too, as well. So we're going to continue on with our fears. Fears Halloween's coming up on the 31st. Of course, if you have a fear of kids coming to your door, you're in trouble. But what's our next top-rated fear from Facebook post?
Well, tied for third place is clowns and public speaking.
Clowns? Okay, now clowns are supposed to make you laugh. They're not supposed to make you cry, however.
People, you know, I never liked clowns. I know quite a few people who nothing personal against you clowns out there. but I will tell you with my daughter, what happened was I was actually watching this movie on a Stephen King movie on television that had the clown. And she was little, three years old, and we were lying on the sofa. She was asleep, and she just happened to open her eyes at the same time that the clown opened his mouth and showed these enormous, like, fangs, like vampire teeth or something. And... she's hated clowns ever since.
American Horror Story, we had an episode on just a couple of days ago, and they had this clown on there. He was one scary dude, let me tell you. But clowns, it's strange because we did get a lot of comments about clowns being scary. What was it tied with, you said?
Public speaking.
Public speaking. That is always a tough. As a matter of fact, they did a poll on the fears of people nationwide. Public speaking came out number one, and death came out number two. So, I mean, public speaking is a fear that most people have, and why I always encourage it to be taught in high school, because people have to learn to get up in front of a crowd and say something, whether it's for their own purposes or for political purposes or for the good of the community. You got to learn to speak up for yourself. Can't be afraid.
You know, Bill, there were a couple of comments there. One by Manette Feinberg, who said that she was terrified of chemistry teachers.
Well, I can understand why, though, because I was her teacher, as a matter of fact. And although Minette was a great student, she did have an independent streak, which teachers don't always like. You know how that goes. Anyway, here's for those people that are afraid of clowns.
See me coming, but you don't laugh, you just go home running. Everybody
Okay, that was Gary Lewis and the Playboys. Everybody loves a clown. Well, Gary, that's not true. We just found out that many people are scared of clowns. So nothing against you personally, but I think maybe the song doesn't fit everybody.
You know, interestingly enough, you know, Gary Lewis, son of Jerry Lewis, who, you know, made his living being a clown, essentially, as a performer.
Really? Where was this?
Jerry Lewis. Come on. I tell you.
Gary Lewis or Jerry Lewis?
Not Jerry, the dad. Jerry Lewis, you know? Lewis and who is that one? Dean Martin.
Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis? Okay.
So Jerry Lewis always played sort of the... Dean Martin, I think, was like the straight man, and you know, Jerry Lewis was always like clowning around. And
everybody loves their dad, right? So that makes sense.
I would say so, yeah.
Anyway, some of the Facebook posts we got. We got Jackie Sanson. She says she's scared of clowns and midgets, but especially midget clowns. Then we have Rose Alfano says that her daughter is afraid of clowns and dolls, especially the kinds of dolls that have eyes that open and close when you lay them down and pick them up. As a matter of fact, that's a new movie. That's a new movie coming out too, where
I
a doll
think so.
Does that.
I think there's one already out. But speaking of the clown I was referring to earlier, what was on a television movie. I believe the name was Pennywise.
Pennywise,
and
yes.
I'm trying to think of the name of the book, and all of my library colleagues will be disappointed that my mind is blanking out on that one.
But we also have then Raven Johnson says, while public speaking is the norm for most people, she also has another particular fear, the fear the health and social skills of the up-and-coming generation will not be what they should be. They do not eat. All they do is eat bad food and play on the internet. I recently read an article, she says, about how health professions guess that by 2025, 1 in 3 kids will have type 2 diabetes. School lunches are gross, fast food everywhere, and candy, candy, candy. And guess what Halloween's all about? Candy, candy, candy.
Yeah.
So with the electronic nuisances of internet violence and not playing outside, it's going to be a real big mess, she predicts. So she has a fear for the future of her kids.
Well, you know, I think she makes a good point. I mean, I think the statistics say that 1 in 3 people in the United States are overweight. And, you know, but there seems to be less. You notice fewer kids playing outside in the yard, I think.
Definitely.
Unsupervised and... we were always told to go out. We were actually told when we were being particularly annoying to go out and play in traffic.
Right. But, I mean, my brothers and I, we always played outside. We were out as much as we could during the summer and during the winter as well, having snowball fights. I don't see that today. And my teaching career spanned a lot of generations. And kids today tend to stay inside. They're not really reading. They're sort of playing games, listening to their music on their iPods, and then looking to their iPhones for the latest comment from their friends.
But of course, I do think that, you know, some of the behavior that we see in public, I don't recall seeing while I was growing up. So the use of you know, the language, the swearing, and
it's got out of hand. Yeah.
I don't. You know, I mean, you hear it. It's very commonplace to hear people, even people yelling at their children, you know, to shut up in a public place, and sometimes with a word or two thrown in the middle there.
Yeah, shut the F up, right?
Mm. Yeah. You know, so, I mean, you know, I don't, when I was first tried substitute teaching, I was kind of taken aback by the language the kids were using in school. I'm pretty sure we would have been smacked.
By your teacher, right?
Language. Yeah, but trust me, I absolutely do not advocate and do not believe in hitting children. I think it's personally, my opinion is it's a really bad idea because you're giving a message there that it's okay to hit somebody smaller than you. But you know it would not have been tolerated is my point. And
most parents didn't tolerate it either.
Right.
And that's all changed today. Well, anyway, here we're going with our Halloween theme. There's one of my favorite songs of Halloween.
I was working in the lab one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from its slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the Monster Mash. Wow. From my laboratory in the castle east, wow, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. Wow. The ghouls all came from their humble abode, wow, to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
They did the Monster Mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sound. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hound. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the Monster Mash. Oh. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Oh. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Oh. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, oh, whatever happened to my Transylvanian twist?
It's now the mash.
Now the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the Monster Mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band. And my Monster Mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
You can mash.
Then you can Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can Monster Mash.
That was the Monster Mash by Bobby Pickett and the something or other, the name of his group. In any case, the Monster Mash is one of my, I like that particular song for Halloween. It's very sort of friendly and yet very ghoulish at the same time. So I'm kind of like my life, I guess. In any case, we're going to go on with our things that scare people. And we're down to what now, Deb? We're down to...
Well, we have a six-way tie.
A six-way tie.
As, we have fire.
Fire.
Dying. Dentist.
Oh, that's scary.
Losing their eyesight.
Losing their eyesight.
And then there was one about somebody's afraid that some sports team is going to lose to another one.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a little bit out there.
I tell you, people are strange, right?
Yeah, but dying in the dentist, you know. The
dentist scares me. I know that. And I've been to a dentist a number of times, but... I would think that dying would be would be the no. number one. Of course, it's not. We already know that public speaking is number one. But dying, a dentist, losing to another team.
Yeah, and losing your eyesight.
Losing your eye. Now, that would be scary. I know I'm losing my hearing. My eyesight's not as great as it used to be.
Fire and...
Fire, of course, is always scary.
And then somebody breaking and entering the house or somebody attacking you.
Breaking and entering. Attacking you personally or attacking your family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course, all these things that have the fear of society built around them because I guess you can't trust anybody today. But let me just sum all those particular fears up with this little song.
You're alone, women seem wicked when you're unwanted, streets are uneven. When you're down, when you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem
when you're strange, when you're strange. All right, yeah. When you're strange, let's come out of the rain. When you're strange,
when you're strange. Yeah, people are strange, right? I think we agree on that. And the things that scare people are even stranger at times. But just to give you some of the Facebook posts that occurred as to what scares people, Diane Haneke said, I'm most afraid of a stranger breaking into and entering our home. I think that's a justified fear, because I think we all have that kind of scare. Shirley Wolf, she says she's afraid of people. She's got agoraphobia. And that kind of fear, of course, is something that's hard to get over as well. And then we have Maura Chirico. She says the dentist, she deals with it by avoiding going. That is not the best way to deal with that fear, is to avoid it. But when she has to go, she requests extra Novocaine. No gas, because that makes her nauseous. And I'm sure that it's the anticipated pain or blood, because they scare her as well. And then we have Peter Donald Lowe. He says he was scared of being late for chemistry class, and he should have been too, because he was one of my former students. But worse yet is missing those classes, and he laughs about that. Seriously, he's scared of seeing burn victims in horror movies. He can take blood and guts, but he can't see people that are burned. And, of course, I think we all have our own peccadilloes as when it comes to things that we're afraid of. But for those of you that are afraid of dying, we have a little song here from, who's it from there, Deb?
Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan. You remember him, right? Here he goes. Right here is Bob Dylan.
Mama wiped the blood off of my face. I can't see through it anymore. I need someone to talk to in a new hiding place. I feel like I'm looking at a heaven's door. Distant shore, I can hear him calling for my soul. Feel I'm knocking on heaven's door.
Knock, knock, knock it on heaven's door.
Okay, that was Knock, Knock, Knock on Heaven's Door by the incomparable Bob Dylan. And if you've lost a loved one or you have somebody you're afraid of dying, that's a good thought that they'll be going to heaven and knocking on heaven's door. All right, we're going to come up with some of our final fears here. We have fears of, I guess, losing our eyesight is another fear, right, Deb?
Yeah, I'm kind of there with that one.
yeah.
So a couple of people I know recently had cataract surgery, and just the idea of somebody operating on my eyes, should that be necessary down the line, is slightly terrifying to me.
Yeah, losing your eyesight is losing your eyesight, your hearing, or your the use of your mobility is always a fear that every human has, because you never know when it's going to happen. Accidents happen all the time. And, of course, the fact that eyesight is, you only got two eyes, and it's a very critical part of our structure of life. And without it, you're in rough shape. And I also have a great deal of respect for those people that learn to do without it. Believe me, it's tough. We also have one more fear from Suzanne Meyer. She says, water on both sides of the road scares her. And she accelerates with white knuckles, and she prays because she just can't convince herself that the foundation of the road isn't wet, sloppy, and ready to give way. So I think the fact...
That's kind of a realistic fear there.
Yeah,
I mean, some of the roads, you know, with all the flooding that's been going on the last few years, is, you know, some of those back roads... You can see where they're eroding underneath. You could see where you maybe would be afraid of a collapse. And, you know, of course, in Florida, you've got all the sinkholes.
Yeah, sinkholes, right? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I would not want to live there near one of those, because you never know when that's going to happen.
And then I actually fell in a sinkhole one New Year's Eve. I was in Florida.
You were partying.
I had walked my daughter. It was raining, and it was New Year's Eve, and we were at my parents', and we decided we were going to walk to the corner video store and get a video. And as we rounded the corner of my parents' street, the street collapsed there.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
And I went, and fortunately, it wasn't too deep. But I was pretty wet by the time I got back to the house.
I can imagine. And you didn't know you were wet, right? You weren't so inebriated that you didn't know that?
No?
Okay.
No, I wasn't drinking.
And then I think Lisa Marie Agostinoni, she sums it up by saying something bad happened to her kids. And
yeah,
I think that's a fear
terrifying.
Every parent
Absolutely.
Has. Every day, as a matter of fact, mm-hmm. that fear, not just on Halloween. But for those of you that are worried about your eyesight, about people watching you or breaking into your house, there's a little song for you guys.
Watching me. I pay the price. All I want is to be
That was I Got a Feeling Somebody's Watching Me by Rockwell. And for those of you that have a fear of people breaking into your house or looking at your kids or looking at yourself, that might be a real justified fear in these days, especially by the NSA and the IRS. I think you hit that one right on the head. But in any case, there are also good angels, or, you know, protective people looking over your shoulder at you, making sure your life is on track. And might be your parents, might be your grandparents, or a good friend. So not everybody that watches you is evil. Okay. In any case, we're going to come to some more fears that people have about Halloween or the rest of the year. And Deb, just wonder what's the rest of those fears that we had pulled.
Well, Kathy Stewart, who's a friend of the library, a good friend of the Carroll Library, wrote something pretty interesting on my Facebook page. And she said she has a fear that of people who believe that a person who does a terrible thing represents their race or religion. And I think that's...
yeah, it's pretty much on target.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, just because one, you know...
We tend to group everybody in one big group based on the... actions of one person. I saw that in school as a teacher, too. One person in the class can make the whole class suffer, and it's unfortunate.
Yeah, so, and then I actually had somebody tell me that they were afraid of nothing.
They're afraid of nothing. They are fearless, is that right?
Must be, yeah.
I don't know. I think there's always something that scares people. They may not admit to it, but I know myself. I hate being up high. I have a fear of heights. I don't know why that's true. It's something I'm sure traumatic has happened that made me scared of being up real high. And although I do force myself to climb ladders, and I've gone parasailing, and I've bungee jumped only because people dare me to. They know I'm afraid of heights.
Where did you go bungee jumping?
Bungee jumping was down in Myrtle Beach.
Okay. So
Myrtle Beach, I was down there with a class trip, and they were all doing it, and they dared me to do it.
This is when you were a teacher?
Yeah, when I was a teacher, yeah. It was a senior class trip. And parasailing, I did the same thing. It was a trip to, I think, Bermuda or something. But parasailing goes up higher than a bungee jump, let me tell you.
So I guess you weren't afraid of chaperoning?
No, I'm not afraid of chaperoning. I'm not afraid of kids. I'm not afraid of talking on the radio. And I'm certainly not afraid of public speaking. I like being in front of a microphone. But there are many, many people out there who have fears that maybe they won't let us know, or they're just too scared to even talk about, I suppose, right?
I think that's true. And I think, you know, we acknowledge that everyone has fears. And I think even that person who told me that nothing scares her, there's always that one little thing, you know, that just makes you feel uneasy. For me, it's... you know, I am extremely claustrophobic, and you know, I have a physical reaction to being in a closed, small space.
Yeah, and a lot of people are that way as well. I mean, claustrophobia is a big fear. We also want to make sure that nobody has a fear of listening to WGXC 90.7 FM on your radio dial. And if you're not afraid to listen to the station, make sure you listen often, and if you can, donate to the station. It's a it's all volunteers that do this kind of show, and we hope that you do have a great Halloween, a great October, the rest of it anyway. And to finish up our show, we're going to play probably the best-known Halloween song that I remember, and that's Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Sheriff, he's over here.
God, look at that thing.
Look out!
Can we get out of here?
Oh, I'm enjoying
this.
Well, I can't watch.
there with him. I wasn't that scared.
You were scared.
It's close to midnight. Something evil's lurking in the dark. Under the moonlight, you see a sight that almost stops your heart. You try to scream, but terror takes the sound before you make it. You start to freeze, and someone looks you right between your eyes. You're very stay alive, your body starts to shiver.